You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, citizens, to this day in history with Benjamin J. Goldson.
Yes, this day in history back in 2019 for January the 17th. This time we're going back to 1961 for the execution of Patrice Lumumba, who had been the president of the Republic of Congo. So he had come to power shortly after the country received independence from the Belgians, who had been quite notorious for what they were doing in there, sort of the rubber plantations, sort of hacking off people's arms so they didn't pick them enough rubber.
Yep.
And the Congo had also gotten quite a reputation. I think the Heart of Darkness book was set there as this sort of scary part of Africa.
Kind of mystified.
Yeah, very much in this sort of colonial mindset, which was still reflected by media that was produced well into the 20th century.
Snow-capped mountains and dark jungles, wide rivers and boundless grasslands, rich in resources that lay untouched since the world began, wild, treacherous, unknown. A land of dark and primitive contrast, plenty and scarcity. Richness and poverty. Here lived Africa's peoples, buried in their jungle, too backward to realize the inheritance it offered, the untapped resources of their vast continent. Human need crying in the wilderness. The only answer, the magic of the witch doctor. Superstition, age-old fears, recurring plague. In Africa, in its jungles and in its villages, wealth lay wasting. In the 19th century came the first stirrings of great change. Then for Africa began an era common to all great continents, lands whose size and virgin wealth drew forth extremes in men. The gambler and the missionary, the thief and the honest trader, the despoiler and the man of vision, those who came only to take and those who had something to give in exchange. This was a dark chapter, relieved by the light that the wisest brought. Into Kenya, the Gold Coast, Nigeria, the Sudan, and into the lands of the Congo. The Congo, a river 3,000 miles and more, draining 1.25 million square miles of jungle and plains, an area 16 times the size of England.
So yes, that was a sort of a touristy travel guide to Africa made in the sort of mid-century, so containing all the prejudices that you could expect from that. But in this specific case of the Congo, things started to get pretty bad pretty quickly for Lumumba. There was a province, Katanga, that started sort of rebelling against him, supposedly supported by the Belgians and maybe the American CIA. And they sort of really got out of hand, and he was forced to then call on the Soviet Union for help, which angered a lot of people in his government and eventually led to his downfall.
President Moshe Shombe called back from Europe when fighting broke out between UN troops and his Katangese forces, accuses the United Nations of attempting to sabotage the economic well-being of his people. The UN, on the other hand, says that they are moving against the Katangese troops in Elizabethville to help drive mercenary troops from the army. These pictures of the widespread street fighting in Katanga's capital were all made behind native lines as they attempted to drive UN forces from the airport and from areas surrounding the city. And the American feeling is high in Elizabethville. No U.S. troops are taking part in the action, but the Katangis resent U.S. Army Globemaster transports flying in men and supplies for the United Nations.
That was part one of This Day in History. We've now got a little break and we'll be right back.
95BFM has been tearing it up since 1969. Woo-hoo! Nice. But we couldn't have done it alone.
Nope, we're still Auckland's best radio station thanks to generous people like you.
By signing up for a Simplicity B-Card, you help keep BFM alive, independent and not shit. And as a thank you, you get sweet discounts from some of our mates.
Support independent media from as little as $4.20 a month. Nice. With a Simplicity B-Card. Go to 95bfm.com/sign up.
Fat Freddy's Drop. Unknown Mortal Orchestra. An unimaginable superstar local team up. An absolutely unmissable event. Do not miss out. Yeah, I got the wandering name. Fat Freddy's Drop and special guests Unknown Mortal Orchestra. With Norman J, MBE, Troy Kingy and Lady Six. This Saturday at Western Springs Outer Fields. Don't wait. Get your tickets now from Ticketmaster.
Wakey, wakey, Auckland. It's breakfast.
This radio station, 95BFM, to celebrate its
50th year
at the Power Station on February the 15th, we will be having a memorable night out, we guarantee it, to celebrate. And we'd love you to come along as well.
Mikey Havoc. Woo! Weekday mornings. And a monthly chance to win a year's free broadband.
Good on ya.
Thanks to Orcon. 95BFM Breakfast with Mikey Havoc. Weekday mornings from 7 till 10.
Yes.
Oh, no. Should I do the talking?
Yeah, do the talking.
It's my feature after all.
It is indeed.
You can talk during Community Garden.
Oh, well, we're back with This Day in History and the wonderful Benjamin J. Goldson.
When we left off, Congolese President Patrice Lumumba was dealing with the Katanga Uprising. And this was, as I said, backed by various sort of Western powers and would eventually bring him down.
New violence flares in the unhappy Congo as United Nations troops move in force against rebellious elements in Katanga province. The fighting erupted after Katanga denounced a new UN resolution calling for the use of force, if necessary, to oust mercenaries and other foreign advisors from the Katangese military forces. Officials of the secessionist province vowed to battle the UN forces to the bitter end, using the scorched earth policy. A fighter escort began protecting U.S. cargo planes after one was damaged by gunfire. It's a ground and air war that has so far claimed 50 lives.
And with this war ongoing, Lumumba was forced to reach out to the Soviet Union, which angered elements of his government, including the Army Chief of Staff, Mobutu, who would launch or would be part of a coup that was launched that ended with the execution of Lumumba on this day in history, 1961.
The slaying of Patrice Lumumba, deposed Congo premier, touches off worldwide demonstrations, small groups of students and others, as here in Chicago and in London. Credulous pawns, it is believed, of communists and their dupes in deliberate, organized attempts to undermine democracy and the United Nations. They hardly speak for the rank and file. In Moscow, where such scenes are rare unless propaganda is served, demonstrators converge on the Belgian embassy, attacking the Belgians and Dag Hammarskjöld, even as Russia withdraws recognition of the Secretary General. Here is the symbol of the turmoil in the Congo, the late Patrice Lumumba, the left-leaning nationalist agitator, head of the Congolese national movement which catapulted him to the premiership. But in 2 months he was out, deposed by arch-political rival President Joseph Kasavubu, who accused him of pro-communism and of creating chaos. Earlier, Lumumba visited the UN with his pro-red vice premier, Antoine Gizenga, who later set up a separatist regime which the Kremlin supports, leading President Moise Tshomba of the secessionist province of Katanga to state that it threatens a Korean situation in the Congo. And it was in Katanga that Lumumba met his death. He's shown in last pictures when he was flown in for detention, later to be slain by tribesmen, touching off the new crisis. At the United Nations in New York, demonstrators reflect the chain reaction of tension as the Security Council prepares to debate the Congo crisis. The boycott of Dag Hammarskjöld by the Soviet Union and its demand for withdrawal of UN troops from the Congo are pressing matters of the moment. Mr. Hammarskjöld is to stand firm, informing Russia he will not be driven out of his post, that he means to stay as long as he's needed. Then the council hears American Ambassador Adlai Stevenson defend the Secretary General and the UN Congo peace effort.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.